JD.com.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC Swamp. JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC Swamp. JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the DC Swamp.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. Good to be with you. I have some questions for you. See what you have to think. I was talking to a friend this morning, and she was talking about the possibility of maybe Michelle Obama running for presidente. And so I just thought, I have a program planned, which is really a top-notch program, but I don't know if I'm going to get to it. Michelle Obama, Michael Obama, do you think that Michael Obama is going to run for president? I don't think Barry Satoru will go for that. He can't go for that. He can't go for that because of his ego. He could never, ever allow his lover to even consider running for president. You know, this audience is informed. We know who Michael Obama is. We know, like Joan Rivers stated, a tranny. The American people, there is a verse in Isaiah chapter 25, I think it's verse 7. There is a spell and a covering that has gone out over the world, over the cultures of the nations. And Isaiah is saying that this covering, it affects what happens in between the ears. This spell, there is a covering that affects you, the people of the nations in their abilities to reason, to see, to grasp, to understand truth, especially when the truth is just right in front of you and you refuse to believe it. People in this country have been for the last, since 2008, the last, 14 years, almost 15 years, talking about Barry Satoru and his homosexuality, his friends that he knew when he was a young man, girls that they never did, he never was, his proclivity is was never toward women. He liked women, but he wasn't attracted to women. People in this country know about his past drug habits. So do you think, now I'm going to go back to a thought from the perspective of psychological perspective. And you know that we do unconsciously, we look at people, we profile them, not by what they wear, not by what they drive, where they live, but we really look at them as to who they are and how they conduct themselves, how they, you know, what is their interests. So we're doing a psychological profile on people, whether we know it or not. And every person that eventually is of marrying age, first thing they are doing, consciously or unconsciously, is they're profiling the individual that they're interested in. They're looking to see if there's a chemistry psychologically, not just physically. Most people are shallow. There are many, many men. Men especially are very shallow. They look at the appearance. They don't really think much about what's upstairs. Except for brilliant men, they want to know if they're compatible psychologically. Others, they look at the body, they look at the figure, they look at other things. In a normal world, but then there's the AB normal world that I don't know what that other world, what attracts them. So with Michael Obama, Barry Satoru will never allow that to happen. His ego is too big. He is a narcissist. I've never seen ever in my life as a someone who is more narcissistic than that individual. And Hillary Clinton kind of almost bumped the ceiling, but no, doesn't compare. We'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com. KHNCSportsCenter.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
In the political world, I don't think there are any more feeling human beings. You know, even at the state level, at the county level, in the law enforcement, the agencies, with the sheriff's departments throughout the state, especially here along the Front Range, I cannot tell you of one sheriff that I would know of that is not compromised and is not compromised. I'm telling you, I don't know. I look at law enforcement. I don't know within the agencies, within the city departments, because I think about the corruption in the judicial system. It has to feather out, flow out of into even law enforcement. You know, Boulder County, I don't know. I look at what happened with the law enforcement during the time of JonBenet Ramsey. Criminals. I was going to say corrupt criminals. In Weld County, Larimer County, up in Wyoming. I lived in western Wyoming. Law enforcement, corrupt. Because of big money, powerful people throughout this state, and this is just Colorado, California, it doesn't matter, Arkansas, you saw what happened in Arkansas during the Clinton years. He's governor. American Made, Tom Cruise, excellent movie, excellent, about Barry Seal running drugs for the CIA out of South America for the cartels. The Bible said in the book of Job that at the end of the world, in the last decade especially, the wicked would take over. The people that hate God, that hate mankind, they would rule. I hate to tell you the truth, but you need to know the truth, because we're witnessing the truth. We're witnessing by what's happening in this country. Job was right. The wicked have taken over. And it says the judges will not do justice. There will be no justice with the judges. You shoot somebody, you sign a piece of paper, and you walk out of prison because the judges and the laws of the land have allowed it. But it does say in Jeremiah that God, the answer would be that God would raise up men, individuals, men and women, who would raise up a shout against the end of the world empire that is so great and so corrupt and has ruled over the nations of the world for roughly 100 years, but more toward the end, would rule over the Western world with an iron fist, with a baseball bat not made out of aluminum, but titanium. We're here, and we're talking about Michelle Obama. I'm telling you what has been out in the news for the last 14, 15 years. But the American people refuse to even consider that Barack and Michelle are actually men. Well, Barack we know is, and we do know that Michelle is too. But people, it's, you know, so what? Well, forget about Michelle. Barack will not allow it, period. How about Kamala Harris? No, Kamala, you see, she doesn't have the personality. The Democrats, they want somebody with personality, and now the Democrat Party, as they've realized, and even the New World Order group that actually has the Democrat Party in their back pocket, they are tired of Kamala. They had to go along with Kamala for the sake of the election, but they're tired of her. She has no pizzazz. She's flat. She's a dud. She's lost her fizz. She's lifeless. She's kind of like Hillary. She can cackle, and that's about it. So no, the Democrats will not. And even though they're, I should tell you this. Presently, the Democrat Party, they are taking applications for the next candidate. You see, they're actually right now, they're out trying to, everybody's filling out these applications to be the next choice for the Democrat Party. The applications are coming in by the day. You have even Jared Polis here from Colorado. He wants to run for president. But the problem is this. He doesn't have enough clout. He may be wealthy, but he doesn't present much. He doesn't go before the press because they'll tear him apart. He doesn't know how to debate. He doesn't know how to, stealing elections. There's nothing he can do. But I'll tell you something. I firmly believe that eventually this country, we're going to eliminate the coming New World Order. These globalists are going to eliminate the states as far as a state. Colorado won't be a state. It will be part of a region, a zone. We'll probably be tied into Wyoming, probably New Mexico, possibly Montana. We'll be just part of a zone. Now, it could very well be that Polis, here at the top of the mountain in America, Wyoming wouldn't have anybody, really, that the New World Order would prefer over Jared Polis, nor Montana. It's too conservative. New Mexico, a lot of corruption down there also. Now, I do have to say this. Yes, within law enforcement, there are men, there are those with integrity, but I think they're handicapped. And within the political, these different seats in government here in Colorado and in the most of the cities, the city councils, they're all globalists. They'll go along with the global agendas. There are a few, not many, especially here in the Front Range. Now, so Polis will probably be a regional director. But will he be president? No. No. He doesn't have a chance at all. He would like to. And there are many people that would sponsor, back him, contribute, assist him, help him. Uh-uh. Nope. Sorry. Polis is not a contender for president. He'll be probably given a region a zone, whatever you want to call it. How about Pete Buttigieg? No. This guy has no charisma. It's kind of like Kamala, but just a man. The Democrats, they want somebody with that has charisma, somebody that is appealing, somebody that shakes you when they come on the stage. They walk just perfectly, like the long-legged Mac Daddy back in 2008. This is what the black people call him, the long-legged Mac Daddy. Pete Buttigieg. He's tall, and he can walk, but he's limber-legged. He's kind of knock-kneed. He has no stride. He has nothing that the Democrats really care for. He might be intelligent to a degree, but he may not be competent. Not competent enough to carry all of the responsibilities of the coming New World Order. And let's face it, the New World Order is going to be centered right here in the land of the plumed serpent, right here in the United States of America. We, empire, we will direct everything from this land base and probably from this mountain here in Colorado, from the top of the plateau of the nation. We will probably direct everything through the air right there at DIA. You see, all the important people from all over the world, they can fly into DIA, the globalists, whoever, whatever you want to call them. They don't ever have to leave the property. They fly in, they stay at the hotel, they eat, do their business, conduct whatever, and nobody knows they come, and nobody knows when they leave. Who flies into DIA that the world, no one knows anything about? And see, they don't fly in commercially. They fly in on their private little 12-seat jets or 18-seat jets. And no one knows they come in except for the air traffic controllers, and they leave. How many times has Soros been to this state? How many times has maybe even Schwab, how many times has he even been maybe snuck into Colorado? So Buttigieg, no. Mm-mm. He wouldn't be competent enough to oversee the great responsibility of the New World Order. We use that term casually, loosely. We use that term, you know, we throw it out. If you're a radio talk show host, you want to just throw out the New World Order, the New World Order. Because everybody's thinking, oh, that individual understands the New World Order. But the thing is this, the gravity, the responsibility, where you have to be, and you're going to have the ability to present to the people of the world how wonderful this new global system is. Even Klaus Schwab, he doesn't even do a good job. He's not even the best spokesman for the New World Order. There's only two individuals that I know. Well, we're going to go to a break because you hear that music. That means that my seconds are ticking down to the break, but you'll wait until the break is over, and we're going to continue the top picks for President of the United States.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Hey, everyone. As I meet and talk with more of you, I'm learning that most of you rely on holistic and natural modalities to keep yourselves healthy. I'd like to introduce you to a 24-year technology from Europe that's available right here in the U.S. This device that you can use in your home helps increase blood circulation in 74% of our bodies and provides many health benefits for people and animals. Some of you already know about it. Call me at 970-515-6882 to learn more and schedule a complimentary session.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233. Or learn more at libertybts.com.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Everybody wants to rule the world. So the Democrats presently, they're searching for the next president. All of the potential candidates are presently being screened. And I'm going to tell you who is doing the screening. It's a group in New York City and also in London called Pilgrim Society. You see, Pilgrim Society, they're white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They are the white supremacists that rule the world. And we don't want to believe that, we want to believe that the people of the nations have some say over their, of what happens within their governments, within their countries. Well, not really. Not really. So there's a, like I'm saying, right now, all the candidates are, they're petitioning, they're sending in their applications, they're being screened. There are some candidates that were hopefuls that now have, you might say, left the, what would be, a, how would I phrase it? Left the building. Like Nancy Pelosi. See, are not going to... Nancy Pelosi has now been kicked under the bus. She is no longer... She can't add anything to this global system any longer. It's really sad, but we have just watched. Well, it's not sad. It's God's justice, eventually. She's lost all of her authority, all of her power. She's been shamed by her husband. She's hired exorcists, according to her daughter. I believe her daughter more than I believe the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is denying that they're doing exorcisms in her home to cast out the demons in her home because of the attack on her husband, who she has been so shamed, she's never going to forgive her husband. As wealthy as he is, she's not going to forgive him. But she won't divorce him because that's what they do. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, you would think they would have been divorced years ago, and Hillary had thought about it. But guess what? Orders came down from the top. No. Nope. You do whatever you want to do in secret with whoever you want to do it with, but you're not going to divorce. You're not going to publicly shame yourself in the open. You're going to try to keep what integrity you have intact. And Nancy Pelosi, you think she'll divorce her husband? No. Is she completely done with her political career? Yes. Her effectiveness as a House Speaker, it's history. Nancy, her name is going to be forgotten. 10 years from now, which we won't be here 10 years from now, Christ will be in the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ. All of the signs point to Armageddon. All of the signs point to a system where you can't buy and can't sell if you don't have a mark of the beast. All the signs point to starvation internationally. There was a Holodomor in Ukraine back in the 20s, 30s. I can't remember exactly the year. But it was just localized, like the famine in Egypt in the time of Genesis with Moses. I'm sorry, not Moses, with Jacob and his children and the time of Joseph. This time, according to Revelation chapter 6, it will be international. The famine, the Holodomor, death by starvation, will be international. It has begun. The countries will not allow, especially the globalists will not allow all of the agriculture, the productive areas of growing whatever crops in this country, they will not allow the land to be used for food production. Absolutely not. So the world we are going into, the greatest famine in the history of mankind. Even at the time of Noah, before the judgment came by water, there was no famine. It says they were eating and drinking, meaning there was plenty of wine, plenty of liquor, plenty of food, plenty of entertainment. There was plenty of everything. But then it started to rain. And 40 days later, so this time, we are in the time of that final decade before Jesus Christ returns. He said he would return. He can't lie. He warned us through the scriptures, through the Bible, through the book of Revelation about the time that we're in. But like I said at the beginning of the program, there is a covering that has gone out over the nations, a covering that affects the ability for people to see the sign of the times. The whole world is mesmerized. The whole world has been hypnotized by spiritual forces. And like in Germany, you tell a lie enough times, tell a big lie, and people will believe it. Forget the little lie. We are living in the time of lies right now, the biggest lies ever in the history of mankind. Jesus Christ said that in this time, in the last generation, and especially in the last decade, he said, don't be deceived. Everywhere I, to all the programs, to the whatever I study, one common denominator, deception. Deception. Every day, great deception on CNN, MSNBC, all of the big networks. Deception. Russia invaded Ukraine. No, Russia didn't invade Ukraine. Russia doesn't want Ukraine. Russia doesn't need Ukraine. Even though there's a great, they have a fertile land, Russia doesn't need it. Russia doesn't need the headache. So Russia's not there to take over Ukraine. Russia's there to keep America from putting nuclear weapons on Russia's doorstep. That's what that's about. But there's a spell that has gone out over this country, and the people don't want to believe the truth.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
So let's take a look into the lives of a few other people. How about the governor of California? He would love to run for president, but he won't. The reason he won't is because he would prefer to stay in California, because now that they're clearing out the land of all the people are being removed, moving out of the state, that'll be their playground. He will be also, I believe, one of these directors of one of these zones in the coming future. He's young enough. He's connected enough to Pelosi. They're related. His father, they're corrupt. And you have to have corrupt people running these new districts, zones, regions, many different ways you could look at it. So no, he will be a director of one of these areas. So that's who he is. Then how about we go to Ron DeSantis? I know that what I'm going to say is going to shock many people, especially the Republican people and conservatives. I can give you a rosy look at what's coming. We, the Republicans, have a great opportunity to take back the presidency in 2024. We have a great opportunity because the Democrats have been shown to be incompetent, corrupt. Well, sorry to say, the Democrats or the people that are being controlled by the globalist system to come, they have a momentum that cannot be stopped. And the Republican Party, everyone, they realize it. They know it. But they want it to be elected, because if they can get elected, doesn't matter. It means occupation, a job, income in the future, benefits. But the thing is this, including the conservatives, the momentum of the Democrat Party, the momentum has it's out of control. You will not be able, it's like a tsunami. Nothing you can do to change it. And people deep in their heart are beginning to really see that, believe that, they know that, they don't want to accept it, but the fact is, in reality, the Democrats have now, they have proven to us in two elections, three actually, starting with Trump, midterm, next election, last election, and they've proven they have the technology, they have the voting machines, they have the voters, they have, no matter what tool they want to use, or they have everything in their hands, in their control. And this next election, for the 24 presidential election, I don't think we're going to get to that point. All we need is another emergency, national emergency. We just need another, let's go back to 1915, 14, World War. That changed America. We were at war. Then in 1941, we were at war. That changed this country. And everything was rationed. Rubber, food, manufacturing went to manufacture everything needed for the war machine, clothing, you name it. My dad, he wanted to get out of the agriculture, so he enlisted. and was happy to be enlisted in the Army and was in California at boot camp. The commander called him to the office. He said, "Sorry, Mr. Rodriguez, you're going back to Colorado. We need you to grow food." Boy, was my dad upset. He didn't even spend a week in the military because he had to go back to the farm to raise food. Well, all we need, we're in war. We are in an undeclared war. The nations know we're at war, but the American people don't know that we're at war. The American people think, well, we're just in a skirmish in Ukraine. No, we are in an all-out war against Russia. We are almost in an all-out war against China also. We're using sanctions, the tool that President Trump used against China to hurt them, and hurt them he did. He hurt China economically. Then the globalists with the virus, it hurt China. With the vaccinations, it hurt China. China's trying to recover, trying to get her balance. China is, and she will get her balance. But Russia's the problem right now. We'll be right back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. The Present Truth. We'll be back. Stay put.
Hey, folks. As a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now, MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. MyKind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
Okay, let's say that I'm the pitcher and I'm on the mound, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. What's going to be my next pitch? I think I'm going to pick the fastball. So I'm going to throw the final pitch of the hour. It'll be a fastball. We'll see if you can catch it. Ron DeSantis. You see, I am of the opinion that Ron DeSantis is also a globalist. He's in that position because he is a globalist. He's a member of secret societies. Is it the pitch coming too fast at you? Well, just hang on. It hasn't reached the plate yet. You're going to have an opportunity to swing, and you're either going to hit it or you're going to miss it. But it's going to come fast. So, everything that I think that he is doing is because he has been asked to do it. To appear, to give the conservatives in Florida the appearance that he is the man. He is the one, the only one that would be a contender against Donald Trump. But he's a globalist. Quietly, hidden, in the open, globalist. Now, in my view, there's going to be a region there along the East Coast, or a section or a sector. And who the globalists, they like to reward people that obey, that will do as asked. DeSantis, he won't be president. He'll never get to that point. But I think because he has been faithful to obey what the globalists want to deceive the conservatives, I think they will give him the opportunity to oversee one of those regions. That's who I think Ron DeSantis is. And he would gladly do that. So that's the fastball. He is in secret societies. He was in the Skull and Bones. He was groomed just like Mike Pompeo, and the people still are oohing and aahing over Michael Pompeo. He was disloyal to Trump. What about Pence? What about Mike Pence? Well, I got a feeling that because he was loyal to the globalists to help destroy Donald Trump, to hinder Donald Trump, to keep the shackles on Donald Trump during Donald Trump's 4 years, Pence was quietly in the background taking orders from the globalists. Mike Pence might get one of these regions, and the mask will come off. Democrat, Republican, I think everybody's being deceived. That's my opinions, that's my view, because I was thinking, okay, if this is true, that America's going to be broken up into 10 sections, 10 sectors, 10 regions, who will run the Midwest? Who will go the East Coast? Who will go the West Coast? Who will go the Midwest? Ohio, Indiana. For today, that's it. I should get to my notes. I have a few more seconds. I have my notes right here in front of me. Ran out of seconds. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lufton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.